Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast, the podcast where human design and business meet. And today I have a very special guest all the way from Switzerland, and I'm really excited that she's here. Welcome, Christa Uhlinger.
Hello, Nicolin.
Hi, welcome. It's so lovely to have you here, and I'm so excited that we get to talk about your business and your human design.
Me too. Thank you for having me. It's great.
Yes, it's a thrill. So please, for our listeners and our viewers, please introduce yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Christa Uhlinger. I'm an intercultural and human leadership mentor. I help people to understand each other basically from a cultural point of view, because I think there is a huge potential in it we can use to collaborate much more effectively. So I am empowering professionals to thrive across cultures. Now, how did this happen? I'm originally a lawyer, and then I worked in many years in international business. And I always had this moment of, I don't think they understand each other. So that's why I moved into intercultural communication. And people actually are my passion. I'm fascinated by the differences and so on. And I think my purpose is I would like everybody to be seen as the person and the human being they are, no matter what gender, nationality, color, and so on, because there's such a beauty in humanity.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. There's so much power and beauty in diversity. Yeah. And I'm fully with you on that. So I love that. So you already said a bit about how you got into this, but how did your entrepreneurial journey start? Could you describe the moment when you had this feeling of, oh, this is, I really want to be doing something else?
Yeah, I think I was in corporate for quite a while. So I was in senior position in the corporate world. I was the head of corporate communication for whole Europe, being in charge of 14 countries. That was all fun. And but I always was in position where I kind of built up my own company in the company. I was always in a field where there's something new. So I was I think I'm kind of a forethinker, pioneer. I was doing strategic communication where nobody talked about it here and things like that. And as a woman, I was always in minority. I was in financial services. And then I had kind of a breakdown in my life. Everything kind of broke down. And this made me reflect what I really want. And I realized, hey, I mean, I'm much better to serve people from the outside than inside a company, because sometimes I'm a bit different, I'm a bit provocative, but I feel I can do a better job from the outside than being in the inside. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm like, okay, let's go this way.
Yeah, it's so often, right, that we get the realization of, okay, what is it that I really want to do? We often get it after we have experienced some sort of breakdown.
Absolutely.
Or kind of low point in our lives, right? Yeah.
It was really a turning point in my life. So I lost my job because of reorganization, a relationship broke, and then two of my family members had cancer. So this is all at once.
Wow.
Yeah. So at the moment it was tough, but looking back right now, it was like universe calling me, hey, young woman, you're not fully on track. It might be worth to reflect on it. So I'm very grateful for it. And it brought me on a different path. Yeah.
I love what you said about being able to serve people better from the outside than the inside.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that insight?
Oh, I think, I would say I'm a creative person. I'm an open-minded person. I love new ideas, and if it's inspiring and I like to implement it. And then I sometimes just got stuck because the other people were not yet there where I was. And so it was like, oh, no, you know, it's like, no, that's not the way we can do it, or what idea, and things like that. So, of course, again, I was in the financial sector, which might be even more traditional than others.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I thought, hey, I can better serve people, or today my client, from the outside, bringing in my wisdom, because people look at you differently if you come from the outside than if you're in the system.
True. Yeah, it's so true, because when you're in the system and when you're a colleague and I think it works both ways. So people look at you like a colleague, a peer. So it's harder for them to accept new ideas and new truths.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also for yourself. When you know you're in a system and you have this new idea, you may be blocked by, oh, but we tried it, it didn't work. Oh, people are not open to it. So you hold yourself back.
Yes.
Not give your full potential.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, I'm very grateful for this time in the corporate world, because I learned a lot, which is very useful nowadays.
Yeah.
And I know what people are in when they work in the corporate world, so I understand them even better.
Yeah.
But I had these moments where I was like, you know, highlighting things like, okay, we could do this, or we should have, for instance, a media strategy. And they were like, yeah, okay. And nothing happened. And then maybe one of these famous consultants came in and stating, oh, yes, but you know, you need a media strategy. And everybody goes like, oh, yes, let's do it. I'm like, wait a moment, you know.
I said that already.
Yes, so yeah.
Yeah, but that's also an element, and let's bridge here to your human design, because you're a 4-6 emotional generator. And I think the 6 in you is, you know, the role model. And when you're not fully in alignment with that, it could be that you're like, yeah, but I know this. And why is no one listening?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then, of course, I was in a men's world, and that was another different aspect.
Yeah.
Because in Switzerland is still quite male-dominated. It's changing slowly but surely. So, yeah. and we were two women in managerial positions among mainly men. So that was another challenge, you know, like.
Yeah, I can imagine that. That's difficult. And now it's completely different because you run your own business. So what are the hurdles that you encountered over time in your entrepreneurship?
In my entrepreneurship, I think what one of my hurdles, or what I miss sometimes, is really the connection with other people, you know, really cooperate with people. I mean, I have a network and I cooperate with people, but it's still this, I'm on my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I sometimes miss, because I feel if I'm exchanging with people, you know, it's inspiring generator.
Yeah.
I'm having new ideas and so on. I mean, I started to change that a bit by going into nature. Nature talks to me, so that also helps. But I just feel, yeah, sometimes I miss that.
Yeah.
So I'm connected.
Yeah, it's also the 4-6 in you, because the 4 and the 6 are people persons. So they need to be around people. And especially the 4 is craving for people around you who know you and you know them. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to honor that 4. So having a network and having people and like trusted business friends that you can rely on and that you can call whenever you feel lonely is incredibly important when you have a profile line 4 in your profile.
And for a long time I was kind of my own way, you know, when I started, and then I realized that you know, my energy is even low if I do not connect with other people. So yes, so that's why I also started to teach, because there I have a lot of people around me, so that balances it out. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so tell me a bit about that. What, so how do you shape your entrepreneurship now? What is it that you do?
Right now, I'm over the time I started to teach much more, and now I'm kind of reversing it back, you know, still teaching, but less. And because I feel I really love working with young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important part. But I also feel now I'm at the place in my life where I can like share my wisdom and experience. So what I do is either I work with people one-to-one, but I'm also coming up with a new product that's called the Linking People Circles, because I feel I'm very good with working in groups. And to me, it's very important, you know, to apply. So it's like, bring your situation, your questions, and we work on it, and you go back home with a solution. And it's not, okay, here's the theory, the background, and that's what you need to say. And how this happened actually is because people always said, hey, Krista, yes, great training, and now what do I do with it? You know, how do I implement it? And so I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what's missing.
Yeah, oh, I love that. And that's so generator style.
Yeah.
when you look at your strategy, waiting to respond, well, exactly. People will basically give you what they want and what they need, and you can respond, and that's so easy.
And I also had another, because people always said, oh yeah, we see it's not so easy to, you know, to really work across cultures, because there's much more attached to it than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, Krista, can we call you if we are stuck? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I thought, wait a moment, that's an opportunity. So I created a breakthrough call, which is a 60 minutes confidential call with me. And we have a look at the situation. We look at it from a cultural point of view. We create possible solutions, and it works very well. So
yeah. I can imagine, because that's when you are exactly in your power, when you can respond to things that people tell you and that they feed you with, and then you can respond. And that's a great way to do that. So how did you get in touch with human design? How did you get to know it?
I actually got to know you via you. Because I got to know you, and I was fascinated by human design, what you do.
Yeah.
And then I took the session with you, and that was how it worked. Yeah. And it really helps, I have to say.
In what sense did it help you to
just know? Just make me more aware of my human design, you know, like to figure out, okay, I'm a 4-6, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
And actually just becoming aware that I'm a generator helps a lot, because I can think about how do I move on and so on. Or now I'm thinking about how do I best bring my products into the market, you know, and what would be the best approach, because I feel certain approach is just not me. Mm-hmm. And I realize it really needs to be me. I need to be my energy. And so that was very helpful.
Yeah, I can imagine. We had a very interesting conversation the other day about all the things that we resent about the coaching business, where people give you all kinds of, well, BS advice on, oh, do this and do that.
Exactly.
That is not in alignment.
No, not at all.
No.
Especially both of us, we work with people, and I think this tick the box activity just doesn't work. You know, it's like we're dealing with people, and each and every person is actually different. So, yes, so I'm getting a bit heated about all this do this, do that, and blah, blah. Yeah. It's very superficial. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? And that's also, I think, a very important part of your design, is that you really don't want the superficial stuff. You really want things to matter and to have meaningful conversations, and not the superficial, tick the boxes approach, oh, do this and you'll be fine. I think that's why the circles will work so well, because you can really build a connection. And especially when you have the four in your profile, this is exactly what you need, because you need the people around you who know you and you know them in order to sell and in order to connect. Okay. So the four is incredibly strong, I would say, and needs to be honored in order to run a successful business.
Yeah.
And when people, I mean, I meet so many people when they come to me for a human design reading, or we do a session that's focused on selling or launching or, well, anything. And they are so conditioned in doing things a traditional way, like, exactly. Oh, reach out to 10 people a day and on LinkedIn, for instance. Yes. And I know you and I are active on LinkedIn. And it's, I think it's such bullshit advice to reach out to 10 people a day, because it's not for everyone.
It's not.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So, I think it's so important that what you said, that it's about you, and that you need to feel the right energy and you need to be in the right place in order to give the best of you.
Yeah. And I think that this is also applies to everyone. It's kind of one of my main realization is really to find my own way, in the sense of my own way of how do I sell, my own way of how do I serve, and so on. And yes, I can have these inputs on contact 10 people a day on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I can try it, and then I figure out, oh no, it doesn't really work for me. I need to find another way. So that's okay, you know, as an input, but I think really it needs to be dynamic, kind of. You need to find your own way of doing marketing and things like that in order to succeed. Otherwise, it's like, doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, and I would love to hear your opinion on that, I sense that more and more people, it's growing audience, who feel when something is off, they sense it. So they don't fall for the, I would say, the automated marketing, high level stuff that is not personal. It's AI generated. I have a feeling people are sensing it more and more.
I think so too. And I think that's I just read something somewhere about trends and so on. And the two main trends, that the AI digitalization things, but the other one, which of course is important to me, is the humanity coming back, you know, realizing that we're human beings, and what is it to be human, and things like that. And that ties in perfectly well, that people start to realize, hey, yes, there's another part. They might not yet fully be aware what this mean, but I think that's nice that we start to realize again, hello, we're human, and actually we all connected. And I think that's so important, you know.
Yeah. Do you see this trend with the young people that you teach as well?
A bit, but at the moment they're probably more on the AI and ChatGPT, because it helps them to study, so-called. But what they need to learn is to think critically about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see a tendency to just, okay, I type it in and that's it. Mm-hmm. So that's another task, but I can see, yes, it's a different, I can see they're a lot online and so on, but at the same time, there seems to be more connection between them again. So yeah, it's interesting. Just they live it differently.
Yeah. I think it's nice. And especially what you said about you teaching younger people, I think it fits the six in your profile so well, that you are the role model for them. And in a way, and please tell me whether or not this was applicable for you, it gives you like a validation of, okay, this is what you are supposed to do. Because with the six, you have these three stages in life, from 0 to 30, where you test and try and you experiment, from 30 to 50, where you're on the roof, as they say, and you reflect and make choices and like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I don't want to do. And as of 50, it's all about giving back everything that you've learned in the first 50 years. How does that apply to you?
I think that's right. Also, I might be a bit, it took me a bit longer. So because in my 50s, I had also a phase where I was like, I don't know, when I look back, I was like Sleeping Beauty, you know. No. But I needed the time actually to do my internal work. I really was working deeply inside me to reconnect myself and so on. So I think that was important. But looking back, I did it 2 days ago, and I thought, what did I do with these years? You know, it was like, hello. But anyway, was the inner
but here one. You are. Yeah, you are. And I think that's also a very important element in your human design. It's not like strictly from 0 to 30, 30, 50, 50 and up. For some, it's shorter, it's longer, but it's approximately. But knowing that you have these three stages in life, I think is very liberating. I always love telling people, you know, when they have a 6 in their profile, it's only going to get better.
Yes, it's true. I can confirm. Yeah. And I feel, as you said, it's a time to give back. It's time to serve. It's a time to share. It's a time to be a role model, or like the wise woman, you know. So it's this is coming much more. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you when you've done a lot of internal work and you know about your human design, how do you use your human design, for instance, in making decisions?
I mean, I'm how do I use it? That's a good question.
Yeah, perhaps you don't do it consciously, but it's a subconscious or
I mean absolutely. But what I learned also when what became even more aware of was like, I cannot decide now, you know, just like take a decision and that's it, or because I'm getting very inspired and it's like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And now I know that I need to sleep it over. So I'm not taking the decision at the same moment. So, because I know I might be too emotional.
Yeah.
So I sleep it over and I test it. Am I still very excited? Does it fit in? So yeah, it's kind of bringing the internal and my brain a bit together.
Yeah. Before that, did it happen that you said yes to things that you regretted later?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I have emotional authority too. And there are so many moments that before I knew about my human design, where I said yes to things. And then I was like, oh, why did I say yes to this?
Exactly, you know. And I also realized I think I would say during this last years, I really learned to set my boundaries much more clearer, and that helps too. But before I was like, you know, like everything went through me and I could sense everything. And then I said, yeah, of course I do it. And then you go, wait a moment. Yes, why the hell did I say yes? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. I think that's the biggest revelation when you hear about your emotional authority, that you need time and there is no truth in the now. And that's so helpful to know that.
Very helpful, yeah.
Yeah. So when you think of, well, you are a lot in the corporate world, you are in the business with the online business world as well. What would be your definition of success?
I was actually thinking that's a very good question. I realized that the definition of my success doesn't really be, you know, financially. Like people always say, okay, you know, you earn a lot and that's why you're successful. Okay, of course, I love to earn money because it helps me to serve my clients and live the life. But I realized that actually to me, success is also being able to live the life I would like to. I think that's a luxury.
Mm.
And really be of service to my clients. And success is also, you know, if I, for instance, these tiny moments where the eyes of somebody light up because they got it, and then I know, okay, great, another person in the world who can make a difference. So these tiny moments are success to me too. And because I feel I really would like to make a difference and to add something to a better world, to connect people again with themselves and so on. So that's success to me too. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. You know, the funny thing is, I always ask people this question, and no one has ever given the answer of success is a six-figure business, or success is owning three houses abroad, or, you know, so no one ever said that. It's all about the satisfaction that we get from our work. It's all about making an impact, like you said, being of service. And I love what you said about doing the things that you love doing. And that, mm-hmm. I think that is definitely success. But the moments, those small moments when you see the penny drop and you see beautiful. People, you see it in their eyes, and yes. it's so beautiful when yeah. that happens. I love it too. And that's when I always think, like, even if I would die today, my life has had meaning because yeah, exactly. I made an impact on at least one person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. So I love your definition.
I think in the outside world, you know, media and so on, it's like success is making millions and things like that. But yeah. that's why I thought that's a very nice question. And then okay, what is success to me? And I think success is very individual. Again,
it is, yeah, because there's nothing wrong with making money.
No, not at all. I mean, no, I like to make money too, because like I need it to for my life and to serve my clients and to develop my business. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's always intriguing to have that kind of conversation around, okay, what is success mm-hmm. to you? And it's so wonderful because I've now recorded over 30 episodes wow. of this podcast, and I got so many different definitions
of success.
So I want to do something with that. I don't know yes. what yet, but I will do something with that. So it's yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So when we think of your career mm-hmm. And when we think of all the lessons that you learned in life in general, what would you say are your best three pieces of advice that you could give our listeners?
I think one is just be human and be yourself. You know, that to me is important, because I can also see in younger generation, it's like this, okay, I need to be in this way that I'm going to be accepted. And if I look at my students, sometimes the girls look all the same, you know, and the boys look all the same. So I think that really changed, which I think is a pity. So going back to my initial, everybody should be seen in her or his way. And so figure out who you are. And because I realize it's also liberating, you know, if you more and more know who you are, it's much more liberating. Life is easier. So that would be one piece of advice.
Yeah.
And then I would say, be curious and open-minded to whatever happens in life. I have this nice quote, which, because I also studied psychosynthesis, and this is based on Roberto Assaccioli, an Italian psychiatrist, and he said, there is no certainty, there is only adventure. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's such a nice quote, which always reminds me to stay open-minded and even check out things which your first reaction might be, oh, no, you know, but check it out and see. So I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Although it can be a challenge when you look at your human design and you have a defined head and defined Ashna and defined G center, not to forget, it can be hard to be incredibly open-minded.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That can be a challenge, but it's something to be aware of. It's not yes. that you're not able to, but it's something to be aware of. Like, oh, okay, I need to be curious. I need to absolutely. Ask the question, oh, why or how, exactly. instead of assuming and having a judgment on yes. something.
And I think what I learned, because I sometimes have also my ideas how the world should be. So what I really learned is, okay, yes, great, thank you. Here's my idea. And then really I verify it, you know, or But that's also this internal work to knowing yourself. Human design again helps a lot, and knowing yourself. And once you know, you can deal with it. You can mm-hmm. say, okay, here's an idea. Oh, I might be a bit stubborn right now. Let's have a second look. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So what is your third advice?
Oh, my third. There were only two. I think also connect with people. Especially as a solo entrepreneur, connect and connect with different people, I would say, because I think it's so inspiring to see hear different perspective on the same question.
Yeah.
And that helps a lot. That also ties in with the open-mindedness again.
Yeah, I think that's such a crucial point, that about connecting to other viewpoints that may not necessarily be yours.
Exactly.
And even when you don't agree with it, it's really important to hear and to really be able to listen to mm-hmm. what other people are saying. So
absolutely.
I love that. I love that advice. So thank you for that. I think it's really inspiring and helpful.
You're
for
very welcome.
Our listeners to take on the advice and to think about their own ideas on, okay, how can I be more human? How can I be more of me without working really hard or trying so hard to fit in?
Yeah, exactly. I think one uses a lot of energy to try to fit in.
Absolutely.
It's really woof. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I tried a lot.
Oh, me too. When I was younger, I think that's absolutely normal.
Yeah.
But later on, you realize how much energy you need to fit in, and this energy you can use for something else. But yeah. That's an insight.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a journey for everyone,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's an
absolutely.
Individual journey, and for some, it comes early, and for some it comes later in life, and for some it doesn't come at all, and it's all good, because we all have our own journey and our own role to play in this yeah. life.
And I think that's another probably advice I would give, you know, kind of acknowledge yourself where you are on your journey, and don't question it, or don't fight it, or don't think there's something wrong about you. It's life is a journey, and it's actually a beautiful journey, although it's not always very, it can also be hard, but
yeah.
I think it's very important to acknowledge where you are on your journey and not deny it or whatever.
Yeah, I always love the phrase, or it's a phrase, a saying, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for everything. So it's for the bad things,
mm-hmm.
but it's also for the good things.
Absolutely.
So knowing that it all shall pass,
yeah,
at some point,
it's a nice one.
It's
yeah.
accepting, you know, the ups and the downs,
yeah.
and it's a spur of the moment.
Absolutely.
And it will pass.
It will pass, yeah.
Yeah, so so wonderful. I love that. All right. Thank you so much for
Thank you, Nicoline.
Beautiful insights and your concepts. I'm going to share all your details in the show notes so people can connect with you. They can find you on social media and wherever they want to find you. And they should, because we're going to share your TED Talk.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mention that. Yes.
Yeah, you didn't mention it.
I gave a TED Talk, and I'm also an author, yes.
Yes, but I really want people to have a look at your TED Talk, because they get to know you a bit and what you stand
yeah.
for. It was a brilliant TED Talk, so I'm going to share
you.
That one too. Thank you so much for being here today,
thank you, Nicoline.
We will definitely stay in touch.
Absolutely, I'd love that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.